Hi everyone, my name's Mark and I'm an amateur pilot and aerial photographer. I'm here to tell you about a spectacular flight I took last month along the southern coastline. I've always been passionate about capturing landscapes from above. A lot of my colleagues swear by using a helicopter to get the best aerial shots because you can hover in one place. However, for this particular journey, I managed to hire a plane, which I find actually provides a much smoother ride for the kind of long-distance photography I do.
We set off early on a Tuesday morning. I must admit, I was a bit apprehensive about the weather conditions. The local meteorologist had predicted a severe storm for the region, which obviously would have grounded us immediately. But as we took off and climbed through the lower atmosphere, we left the grey weather behind and were greeted by an endless expanse of clear blue sky. It was an absolute relief and provided the perfect backdrop for my photos.
As we reached our cruising altitude, the visibility was simply incredible. I had fully expected to be staring into a thick layer of morning mist, which is quite common along that stretch of the coast at that time of year. Instead, I was treated to the sight of some truly dramatic cloud formations building up in the distance. They looked exactly like massive, fluffy mountains floating in the air.
About 20 minutes into the flight, we crossed the shoreline and navigated out over the ocean. People often assume that the sea looks dark and somewhat uninviting from a high altitude. Actually, on that particular morning, the water was a brilliant turquoise. It was so transparent that you could see the different depths of the ocean floor near the shore.
Of course, I was desperately hoping to spot some marine wildlife. My co-pilot had mentioned we should keep our eyes peeled for sharks, as they are known to hunt near the surface around there. But to my absolute delight, I didn't see any of those. Instead, I caught sight of a large pod of dolphins, playfully leaping through the waves.
After a while, we banked left and began navigating strictly along the coastline. Now, I've driven along that coastal road dozens of times, and I've always stopped to admire the golden sandy beaches. However, seeing it from the air gave me a totally different perspective. It was the towering cliffs that really took my breath away. They looked incredibly rugged and majestic, dropping straight down into the crashing waves.
As we flew further south, I was keeping a lookout for a famous 19th century lighthouse, a well-known landmark I wanted to photograph. I somehow completely missed it, but shortly after, I got a fantastic view of a ruined castle situated right on the edge of a rocky peninsula. It looked like something straight out of a fantasy novel.
Let me tell you, taking photos from a moving aircraft is no walk in the park. You might assume the biggest issue is the constant vibration of the engine causing your pictures to blur. In reality, it was the reflections from the cockpit window that proved to be the toughest challenge. I had to press my camera lens right up against the glass to avoid glare.
Speaking of equipment, I'd brought my heavy digital camera along, though a friend had generously offered to lend me his high-end professional gear. In the end, though, I discovered that my smartphone was actually the handiest tool I had for recording quick video clips of the spectacular vista. It was just so much easier to manoeuvre in the tight space.
By the time we finally touched down back at the airfield, I was thrilled but completely wiped out. A few people waiting for us suggested we should all go out for a massive meal to celebrate the successful flight. Honestly, though, all I desperately needed was a long sleep. The sheer concentration required up there really drains your energy, but it was definitely an experience I'll treasure forever.